initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Three,
the flow, level
one.
The new believer, 1 John 2:12-14.
Okay, why don't we go on now and think about the first stage? They were still looking at 1 John 2:12-14. And this is where we're going to talk about new believers. Now this is what we need to remember with new believers. This is the important stage where they discover love. If the foundation is not carefully laid, that poor foundation will affect the rest of their development. Remember, we were asking some questions. Why don't all Christians grow the same? Doesn't God want all Christians to grow? I ask that question because we have to confront the problem. Many believers around us are not growing. So either they're not believers, or something's crippling them. Unfortunately, one of the greatest problems of the church. Is that they focus so much energy and drive on evangelism. But so little care on follow-up. Think of a mom, a parent. Trying to have a child and finally the baby's coming. For 9 months they're looking for the baby. And then the baby comes. They celebrate. And then they just leave the baby on the side of the road. Sometimes our crusades are like that. We have to start asking, hey, didn't Jesus say, make disciples? But our challenge is bigger than that. We have to make disciples of those who come to know the Lord. That seed of life is so important. And I just think of a baby. Or a little child. And maybe my little daughter. I come see her coming in and she was wearing my wife's shoes. It's so cute, right? A little girl with a mommy's shoes. And maybe she put mommy's hat on. She's got it right. What do I mean? She's got the goal in mind. One day she's going to be a mom. What are you going to be when you grow up? Do you ever ask believers that? In a spiritual sense? Have you ever envisioned how God is going to use you as a mature disciple? Have you ever given this picture, this vision, to those around you? Maybe you're thinking, I never thought about that for me. But this is where God's bringing every believer. That life force is growing and nothing stops it. It's just like that river. Pastor might get out there and say, stop! Well, the river's going to keep going. You have temptations. You have church problems. Financial difficulties. But I tell you, God still wants God to make the world. And the great thing about it, you don't have to make that life grow. You just have to protect that baby in the new stage. How do you care for a little one? How do you care? Do you want to respond? I mean, do you hold the baby?
Yes.
Do you love the baby? Do you look at the baby? Do you smile at the baby? Does the baby look at you and smile back later? You feed the baby? You clean the baby? Yeah. Did you notice the personal care? Would you do that to your 15-year-old son? No. Of course not.
I sit there.
What is the spiritual teaching? That treating new believers demands personal care. Discipleship means that you have to work individually with others. Now this afternoon, I'm going to just practically talk more how to do this. Now this is more theoretical, okay? But I want to have that question in your mind. Do you know how to care for a new believer? And do the people in your church know how to care for new believers? Okay, so let's go back and see what are the needs of the child spiritually. Now John's written two times.
So no, Yohane walemba kawiri.
And he has identified the most important things. So we're looking at 1 John 2:12-14. What are the things he says to do to care for these new believers? What are the things he mentions about the new believers? Anybody? You have to look in the Bible to get the answer. I don't want your experience. I want to look at the Bible.
John 2:12-14.
Some of you looking at me, you won't find it up here. You find it in scriptures.
Enda mukunjaka nitsaine simupeza yango kwa ine yango lili mbible mutaona ni mbible.
Okay, good. So the first one it says, because your sins are forgiven you. That's right.
Choyamba chimene akufotokoza akunena kuti chifukwa machimo adakhululukidwa kwa inu mwa dzina lake.
Good. Two more.
Zwiri zatha.
No, I know it's a little tricky because the terms are used several times, but that's for a young believer, not for a child. You have known the Father. Good. All right. One more. This is a little tricky because it's connected to the first one. It says, because your sins have forgiven you for His name's sake. Okay? For His name's sake. So if we're looking here, we find these three things that John has identified that are important to these children. These are the things that he's identified. And I'd like to use these three things as three points for us to understand the needs of the young believer. Okay, the first thing is your sins are forgiven you. Okay. That's securing trust in the Lord. You know, the thing that a baby loves as well. Knowing that they belong. They're accepted. You know, I know recently my daughter, she and her son was sick. They had throwing, they had diarrhea. I said, oh, I bet you're tired. I said, did you stop caring for him? She smiled. Of course not.
I did too.
The baby might be dirty. But you still care for the baby. You know, we have sins. But it's wonderful to know that we're forgiven. And accepted. And that's what happens when a baby knows all times that they're accepted from the Lord, from the mom. Let me share 1 John 1:5. It's just before 1 John
2.
And this is the message we've heard from him and announced to you that God is light and in him there's no darkness at all. Now, what we're learning is God is holy. That he hates all sin. And you say, well, how does that encourage a new believer? It encourages them on two ways. First of all, you're reminding them
Choyamba muri kwangu mbutsa meneyo.
At all God is holy.
Ngakale Mulungu aliyoera.
And that we have sinned.
Ndipo ife tidashima.
We are forgiven.
Ife tidakulukidwa.
There's that comfort there.
Pali chitsimikizo chimeneyo.
We are accepted.
Tidavumirizedwa.
It reminds us.
Ndipo zimatikumbutsa ife.
That we don't gain our acceptance by to God because of our what we do.
Kuti sitimeza kulandiridwa kuvomerezedwa pamaso pa Mulungu chifukwa zimene ife tachita.
We fight off, you see, by encouraging the believer, your sins are forgiven.
Ndipo pamulimbikitsa okhumira atsopano kuti machimo ako akhululukidwa.
You tell them that, you know, God is there, and though he's holy, through Jesus he's provided forgiveness.
Kuti chimene tikumuza ndichakuti ngakhale uli wochimwa koma ndipo Mulungu ndiyoyera koma mwa Yesu machimo ako akhululukidwa.
The biggest problem with a new believer is doubts in this area of salvation.
Vuto la Mulungu mbili kwa munthu wongotembenuka mtima kumene kumakhala kusachikhulupiriro chakuti machimo ako akhululukidwa.
Now sometimes to assure new believers of their salvation.
Ndipo pamafunika kuti atsimikizire zachipulumutso chawo.
Say, are you a believer?
Mbukumati kuti ndiwe wokhulupirira.
You say yes.
Ndikumati inde.
Ah, you belong to God.
Kuti umakhiwa ndiwe wako.
Are you a believer?
Ndiwe wokhulupirira.
Do you belong to God?
Kuti ndiwe wako Mulungu.
Ah, yes, I belong.
Kuti inde ndiwe wako Mulungu.
It's good to reassure people of their salvation.
Ndichapinu kwambiri kwakumvutsa kwalimbikitsa anthu kuti iwo ndokulumutsa.
Do you have eternal life?
Kodi muli ndi moyosa?
Yes, I have eternal life.
Inde ndi nawo.
Are you sure you have eternal life?
Kodi muli wanzitsa ndi mtima mwanse kuti.
Yes, for sure we have eternal life.
Inde ndi nawo moyo mene.
But down deep,
koma mkati mwa mtima,
they're remembering some sin from the past week.
Amakhala ali kukumbukira kuti sabata latali ndachita chimola kuti lakuti.
Oh, they said something disrespectful to their parents.
Ndino adala kuti mwina mau osalemekeza makolo.
And they feel terrible.
Ndino mkatima osakumva bwino.
Oh, they're saying that they know they're God's children.
Ndino amadziwa kuti ndine mwana wa Mulungu koma mama akumbukira chimo.
But inside,
koma mkatima moyo wawo,
they wonder.
Amadaba.
I've just sinned.
Ndango kudza chimo ndachimwa pa.
Everybody else is so good.
Anto sewa abwino.
Maybe I'm not a believer.
Koma mwina tu kuti ndichita chimo limene mwina kutheka ndinosa kukuzira.
Satan's coming by telling that person, "Ha, you're not a believer."
Saka ndamba khalali kubwera kumamutiza kumamuza asindi wakhulupirira.
You remember what you just did?
Koma panga chani pacha.
They say, "Yeah, I remember what I just did."
Ndamada ndakumbuka zwenda chitadi zona zoyipa.
So they're thinking already.
Then how zone sich mina maganiza ndichi.
Maybe I won't come next week.
Ndimuna sabatama ndisadzivuta nsokupita kokube.
I probably maybe I'm not a believer.
Mwina kutheka ndikungodzinamiza sindinokhulupirira.
Have you ever thought why people stop coming to church?
Kodi mudamba maganiza mozama kuti kodi ndichifashana anthu ena masiya kupita kuchalichi.
And our solution often is just say, "Come."
Ndipo ndawe zambiri yankhula kuti mango vaitana kuti bwerani.
Now some with a smile say, "Hey, we miss you."
Then I met a lot come to us.
Some with authority say, "You should be here."
Then I met a lot come to us.
What does the new believer need?
For the Christian who come to us come to us.
Is there anyone nearby that they can talk to about that problem?
Kodi alipo wina pafupi amenakoza kupeleka nthawi yake ndikukhala kumakamba vuto limene amakumana nalo.
Do you see why a person needs to be nearby?
Kodi mukuona uchifachani munthu wina amafunika akhale pafupi kuti amulimbikitse.
You're not going to ask a class, "Did anyone sin this week?"
Because of kusa class monga tili kuti alipo munthu amena kudzoka wachimwapo sabatati.
The people aren't going to say.
Atambi sangalwele sangalvomela.
But maybe to a brother or sister comes by and says, "You know, been struggling this week."
Koma mwina kwa munthu wina amene amadzipereka amakhapa fupi naye akhoza kunena kuti achimwena achemwali sabata ili nesizinende bwino.
Yeah, been struggling a lot.
Ndavutika kwambiri satana wandizunza.
And they're focused on that one sin.
Ndipo ndazonse makhazikitsa maganizo awo pachimo limodzi limene.
And Satan's temptations come in and now they don't even think they'll ever come to church again.
Ndipo satana amabwetsa maselo ake kuwalimbikitsa kuti sabata la mawa sabwelaso uchanje chikapena moyo wawo.
Now you might meet them on the road and say, "Hey, where you been?"
Because ukumana nawo pamselo kwafunsa, "Ah, kodi mwashowa apa masiku ano?"
But you won't find the real story.
Koma sadzapeza nkhani yenyeni yotakupatsa.
Remember that life is there in a new believer. They want to grow. You don't have to create the interest. But there's a problem in terms of their hopes. We have to go in, find out what the sin is, what the temptation is. And then just remind them of God's truth. Oh, don't you remember that verse we went over from 1 John 1:9?
You know,
they think, yes, maybe. And you just tell them, you show them. You mean you sin sometimes too? He'll forgive me? You know, it's like a bright light comes on. And you won't keep him out of church. Do you see what's happening behind the scenes? You know, sometimes you dress up, you know, your child, you bring him to church. Everybody's, oh, what a beautiful child. So cute. And yeah, you say, yeah. And you like that. But you're also thinking, back home, it was awful hard taking care of that baby this week. Number two. Let's focus for his name's sake. You see, the biggest problem a believer has is all about their salvation. In 1 John 2:1-2. Again, it's right there before the verses John talks about that we're using. I'm writing to you, little children. I'm writing to these things that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He himself is the propitiation for our sins.
Now
the new believer has a lot of wrong concepts that need to be taught. If they question their salvation, they get totally distorted and discouraged. What's one distortion? They think they have to be perfect to be accepted. Well, we encourage them. No. We try to be perfect, as this verse says. I'm writing that you might not sin. But, you know, sometimes we do. And the other distortion we have, that we gain our righteousness by our works. If I go to church every week, I pray every day, put money in the offering, then God's happy. But that's a wrong concept. You see, they point us to Jesus. The basis of your forgiveness is not your good works, your trying hard. The basis of your forgiveness is Jesus Christ. When he died on the cross, he died for all our sins. But you say, well, all my sins?
ndekumati machimo anga onse
yes
inde
it doesn't matter how bad it was
sizitengera kuti kodi chimolo linalilo ipa cha mtundu anji
did you see the difference
kuti mukwana usiano kwakwaise
the truth clarifies your salvation
chonadi chimafotokozera bwino chipulumutso
it reminds them that they belong
ndipo chimakumbutsa kuti iwo goli modzi kapanja la uzimu
and they're secure
ndipo amapezeka kuti iwo ngotetezedwa
and the new believers in your church or even some older believers might not have this foundation
ndipo a christian ndo ngotembeduka mtima kumene mupingo wanu ndakha ena amene adakula moyo wauzimu ali nalo vuto limene
if you focus on doing things you tend to focus into legalism
mukakhazikika kwambiri pakuti uchite mokuti usachite mokuti mukakhazikika pachilamulo chitacho chimapha
and that focuses them on their works
because tumene chimapangitsa kuti a christian okhulupirira akhazikike ngaika maganizo onse pazimene akhoza kuchita
rather than the spirit of God's development that produces those
ndikumchotsa mzimu wa Mulungu amene amakhazika ntchito onse mkatimo osamuwerengera konse
there's one more
pali chinthu chimodzi chomaliza
they belong
iwo amadziwa kuti ndife gawo limodzi la kumene
when you know you belong you really feel secure
ukadziwa kuti ndine mmodzi wa gulwiri umaona kuti ndiwotetezedwa
I've written to you children because you know the Father.
Ndakulembani nona pakuti mukumdziwa Atate wanu.
Is that wonderful?
Kodi sizodabitsa izi?
Father means you're the child.
Tikati Atate zitangauza kuti iwe ndiwe mwana wa Atate.
Romans 8 uses the word daddy, Abba Father.
Ndipo Roma 8 amagwitsa ntchito mawu kuti daddy, ababa Atate.
He'll be there. He'll be there to care.
Yeah, you at the club with Jose from that Samalile.
I was just talking I was just at a brother's house
and nali ku nyumba kwa mbale wina.
He had an older two older children die.
Anake awili akula akulu adamwalira.
So his two orphan grandchildren live with him.
Ndino ana awili amenada sidwa ndi mwana wana aja amakhala ndi mbale amene.
And they came in, we were just talking, they came in.
They know to my son they are not atukula janabwera.
They need a little money for school.
Ndi amafuna kandalama kuzapita nako ku school kokadiera.
And I know finances are tight in the home.
Ndi madziwa kuti ndalama mnyumba nthawe zambiri zimakhala chinthu chosowa.
But he, you know, finds a little money and gives it to them.
Ndi no akuba janabwa funa funa kandalama basa nakapeza kupatsa mwana uja.
The children smile and they go off.
Ndi anajada kondwela kumadziwa jo kumapita.
They don't know about dad's problems.
Sadziwa kuti kodi ababa akukumana ndi mafuta mtundu wanzi.
But they cared for.
Koma akudziwa kuti tikusamalirira.
You know, if we've had a good father,
ngati fere tikakhala ndi atati wabwino,
that will help us so much in our spiritual growth.
Amene akuza kuti limbikitsa kutithandiza pamakulidwe athu a moyo wauzimu.
Unfortunately, many of us don't have good fathers.
Matsoka ambira ife tibe atati wabwino.
I've had to learn about having been a good father not from my dad but from God himself.
Inetu ndidapunzira kukhala tate wabwino osati kuchola kwa tate wanga koma kuchola kwa Mulungu mwini.
My family's been very broken.
Inetu ndikuchola kubanja kimene lidaphasuka la makolo anga.
Later in the week I'll share more.
Mukati mwa sabadamu tigawana zambiri zaizi.
But the point here is
koma nkhani imene tikuyamba ndi
that you belong.
Kuti umaona kuti ndine mbali imodzi ya banja ili.
God is a father that will actually care for all your needs.
Kuti Mulungu ndi Atate amene asamalira zoswa zanu zonse.
Okay, in your mind, what is your need today?
Maganizo anu kodi choyamba chobera maganizo anu choswa chalero ndi
chani. Identify that need.
Kodi mujayesa kuchipeza choswa chimene.
Tell the father.
Mumuza Atate.
Okay. Are you comforted?
Kodi ndinu okhulupira chimenezi?
He's going to take care of that?
Mukudziwa kuti akhoza kusamalira inu pa zoswa zimenezo?
Some of you agree.
Ndinu mukuvomereza.
Some of you, I'm not so sure.
Koma ndinu mukuti, langa ndela kulitsa.
You see, what the little new believer learns at this stage is going to impact your faith later on.
Chimene mumadziwa muli pa level ya umanayo, chimenezo chidzakuthandizani. Kuti mukhazikike mmoyo wanu nthawe zonse za moyo wanu.
If you had a father that just left the home You're going to say, God, your father doesn't really care for you. A key point in your life, you're going to feel very insecure. You're not going to feel that security. These are things new believers need to know. But if you can teach a new believer to trust in God the Father, and so you're personally discipling, oh, you're struggling in this area. How about we bring this need to God together? God is your Father. He'll hear. Really? Yeah. Let me tell about how he helped me before like that. So you pray. And all that week, that new believer's looking. How is God
going
to help me? See? And then he learns. He sees God's faithfulness. Repeat that a few times. Their faith gets strong. That's what God's like. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You see, the new believer doesn't need a lot of things. You know, sometimes we're teaching the Trinity. complicated teaching. Sometimes we tell them to memorize the confession. This was the creation of theologians after many, many years of dialogue. And we want to make sure they have it. But what does a new believer need? You
want
to bring that goat beef. You want to give them that hard meat to chew with bones. No. The mother's milk. It's already prepared. It has all the nutrients. Oh, God's so good to us. So, your sins are forgiven. That reminds us that the new believer needs encouragement again and again. It's okay. Your sins are forgiven. They are fully accepted because it's through Jesus our sins are forgiven. It's not 80%. It's not 95%. It's 100%. And you are fully accepted in Christ. And that's where worship begins. He forgives me. And yet he holds
them.
I never had that love for my parents. If I did one thing wrong, they'd yell at me. But God loves me. Oh, I love God. You know the Father. You're a child. The inheritance. The blessing. His presence, his provision, his care. And after a couple weeks, a couple months, that new believer just feels so encouraged. That new believer doesn't know much. But what he or she knows is the most important thing in the world. And it's all because They were personally discipled. There was someone to talk to. Someone to pray with. Someone to bring some Bible verses to
all.
Now they're just loved by God. And they're loved by our brothers. And they've learned how to disciple a new believer. The focus for new Christians is to establish for a new believer the basic Christian teachings of life and salvation. The new believer is insecure and prone to fall without this close supervision. Remember, if that new believer does not receive this care, this basic teaching, you'll find that the believers easily fall away. Confused, ignorant, troubled, and frightened. Hebrews 5:12-13 says this. You've come to need milk, not solid food. Everyone who just takes of milk is not accustomed to righteousness, for he's a babe. New life has begun, and it will continue if you rightly cherish and protect that baby.
Hebrews 5:12-13.
At the same time you have new life, you also have the evil one who has set up a group, a strategy in attacking that new believer. If you can derail the new believer, then he'll never grow to maturity. So that's why the evil one works extra hard attacking new believers. The child stage, the baby stage, is not long. How long do you feed the nurse the baby until it's weaned? At a certain stage, you start introducing solids. At a certain stage, you'll be able to walk on their own. And you know that stage is quickly coming to an end. We have a short time with new believers. The lessons they learn for life. That's why I'm pretty sure some of you are still insecure. You don't really, not convinced that you really belong. You might pastor so hard trying to get approval. That's not how you gain acceptance. Some of you aren't very caring. Because no one really cared for you. Can we go to our Father now? Can we not look for his healing? You know, a new believer can learn that a lot quicker than us who've been old. We've had these wrong thoughts in our minds for years and years. Let's pray. Oh Father in heaven, thank you for your care for us. Would you please come and help us? Help us, first of all, to learn to care rightly for these new believers. Forgive us for our sin for leaving these new believers on their own. Oh, help us never to do it again. But we're needy too, Lord. We don't really know of your love. We try so hard and we just give up. Times we think you're so distant from us. We never hear you. Would you please come close? Break the old traditional thinking in my mind. Break through any of that old religiosity that stained my thinking. And let these truths of God begin to shake my heart and mind. Till the deepest joy in my heart is that I'm your child and that I belong to you forever and that you always watch over me. Teach us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Save us, O Lord. Oh, that we could share your love with others. Hear a prayer in Christ's name we ask. Amen.
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 Concludes this session. Three, the flow. Level
1.
The new believer, 1 John 2, 12-14. The path of discipleship, levels 1, 2, and
3.
Discovering love, establishing hope, and strengthening faith. Initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.